morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are about to go into your word. We ask that the Holy Spirit, who is the great teacher, will teach each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for more grace so that we'll be able to be doers of your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. So this morning we'll be looking at hearing from God. You know, hearing from God is very vital in our Christian journey. So it's very important that we strive as much as possible to be hearing from God. And we know that it's only one thing that can stop us from hearing from God, which we all know, which is sin. We definitely automatically stop us from hearing from God. Sin will not stop us from hearing from God in Jesus' name. So let's quickly look at our text. It's a very popular one that we all know right from high school days. It used to be one of the exam question then, if I don't know if we remember. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verses chapter 3 verses 1 to 10. 1 Samuel 3, 1 to 10. If you are there before me, you can read.
And visions were quite uncommon.
I want us to note that area. Message from God was what? Very rare. I want us to underline it, okay?
One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, "Samuel." "Yes," Samuel replied. "What is it?" He got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel." Again Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again, and if someone calls again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed, and the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening."
Praise the Lord. You know, if we look at where we had verses 1 to 5, it says, you know, say the word of God in those days were very rare. Can somebody tell us the reason? This is Sunday school. Why? Because of sin. You know, we remember that God has spoken directly to Moses, Joshua. Then why in that period that the word of God was rare? Even look at the behavior of Eli's son. How can God speak? Look at their attitude. They refuse to listen to God because of greed. They allow greed to rule over them. And we are in that stage now. This is this part of the sign of end time, that we don't even listen to God anymore. We don't obey the commandment of God, you know. And look at it again, just like we had this morning, that, you know, that it's not the position you occupy in the church that matters. It's your service. You know, one will naturally expect that the such message will be given to Eli, but no, it was given to the child Samuel, because you know, we know that we just look at it that, oh, Eli is probably older, more experienced, so it's telling us that it has nothing to do with age, experience. It's what we do with our life. Maybe we're in the midst of other Christians or when we are alone, so it has nothing to do, you know. And the response Samuel gave, that is what God is expecting each and every one of us. That is what God is expecting to be our answer. He says, "Speak. You know, I'm ready." You know, he was receptive and willing. Samuel has a willing heart, obedient, receptive. He says, "Speak, I'm ready." I'm ready to do what you ask me to do. I'm ready to go where you ask me to go. It will be our portion in Jesus' name. When we are called by God, we'll be ready. We'll not have any hindrance to stop us to do what God has proposed us to do in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at our memory verse. Numbers 12, verse 6. I think we have it in our bulletin. Can we go? Yes. Let's go again. Praise the Lord. What led to this? Aaron and Miriam, they were speaking about against Moses. And he said, if there's a prophet among you, that he will speak to the person directly. God has already spoken to Moses. So that is it. He said, if there's a prophet among you, God has already spoken to Moses. So I don't know. So God, you know, and Moses did not, when Aaron and Miriam, they were murmuring, you know, Moses did not say anything. God was angry and said, if there's a prophet among you, that I will speak to him directly, that I've already spoken. Theirs is to listen and just have the attitude of Samuel. God will speak to us if we are humble, just like we had last week. If we are willing, if he knows that, you know, that we have a ready heart, that we have a heart that is receptive, God will speak to us. So let's quickly look at the introduction. It says, the world is full of example of man wishing to hear instruction from higher powers for direction, choice making, assurance. Hence, we have palm readers. You know, if you go to a Fremantle market, you will think something is wrong. If you go on a day that the palm reader is around, how many of us have been to Fremantle market before? The one inside, not the one outside. You know, there's a building that is like enclosed. You will see people line. You know, sometimes there will be no space for you to pass. People are waiting for the palm readers. You know, stargazer, horoscope, you know, some people, you know, they cannot do it. You know, this horoscope is the one that guide them. They know the column in the paper. They always go for it. And there's a, maybe on TV too, early in the morning, you know, there are some people who go and who say something about what will happen. You know, we have a lot of them. It becomes quite interesting to realize that these gods have no life and many of them are made by man. Yes, you know, somebody who will be sitting down telling people what to do, you know, reading, telling them first thing about themselves, you know. They have no life in them. Even their own life, they've not even managed it well. And they will sit down. People will be going there. So that is very instructive for us as a Christian. So man has always had the curiosity to catch a glimpse of the supernatural. Yes, you know, we all want to know. We all want to know what will happen. Where will I go from here? And the best way is when we allow God to speak to us. Hearing from God, a living God, is essential if we are going to make a success of our Christian work. Yes, it's very important, because I remember I told us how many, maybe some months back, that the intersection at the front of the road here, sometimes when we finish church here and I want to go home, then the Holy Spirit will just instruct me, just go through the Willaji side. Sometimes I'll be, why will I go through Willaji? But I'll just go through Willaji. And some few months later, I was just looking through the local newspaper, and I saw how many accidents, you know, before they eventually resolved to put the light there, how many accidents, how many lives that the place has just claimed. You know, I gave the testimony here, then I just say, well, Lord, I just thank you that each time I'm going, you know, just say, don't go that way. Sometimes I will even be up to the Willaji, turning right, then I'll just turn back and go. So it's very important as a Christian that we allow God to, because it's us that can stop it. We allow God to speak to us. Whatever the situation is, that we should just still trust God that when he speaks, and we ask for the grace so that we'll be able to do what he says. He says, without communication, there can be no relationship. Yes. How can you say you are in any relationship if there's no communication? Then that relationship will not last, or it will not even exist. You say, okay, you are a child of God, and God, you are not hearing from God, you know. it's very important as a child of God that we hear from God. And if you are a child of God and you are not hearing from God, I think we should look back and retrace our step, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at Amos 3:3. We had it this morning. It says, can two work together except, you know, in other words, there can be no friendship, you know, without, there can be no, if there is no communication, you know. So if God is not communicating to us, so it means something is wrong, you know. If there's no friendship, then there will be no fellowship. If God is not communicating with us, so how can we fellowship together, you know? We have to be hearing from God, and we know that you just take God. If somebody is your close friend, you know how each time that your close friend is around, you know how you feel, you'll be happy. You want to be around him every time. So that is the type of closeness God wants to establish with us, that each time, you know, that he'll be able to communicate with us directly, that he'll be able to talk to us, and God will take us to that level in Jesus' name. If we look at, let's look at Numbers 12, 4 to 8. Again, Numbers
12:4-8. God
relates to Moses was very unique, you know. He speaks to him directly, you know, face to face, because of his level of what? Intimacy with God. So that is what God expects from us, so that you'll be able to speak to us, you know. You'll be able to speak to us directly, be able to speak to us face to face, you know. If we cultivate that type of intimacy with him, you know. And how can we achieve that, you know? Studying the word of God, learn to separate ourselves, you know. Just to be by ourselves, learn, you know, separate yourself, pray, and ask God to lead you. You know, sometimes, you know, we have to separate ourselves from the world. That's why the Bible says that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. That we are different. We have to separate ourselves so that we'll be able to communicate with God, and God will be able to communicate with us. Because if we don't separate ourselves, there are a lot of distractions out there that if we look at it, even when God is speaking, we'll not be able to hear. So it's very important for us to cultivate the habit of separating ourselves, studying the word of God. You know, we have to do our own personal one apart from the collective one in the family. We have to set time aside, despite our unique, you know, our tight schedule, so that God will be able to communicate with us. Because it's very important, if we are going to walk with God, you know, God speaking to us is very important. Because some things you want to do it, and God will just tell you not. But if you are not in that, if you are not in that realm with God, how can we know? And I can tell you, most of the time, those things that God asks us to do, we always make mistakes, and it costs us a lot. You know, we always run in trouble when we don't listen. God will help us in Jesus' name, so that we'll be able to listen when he speaks, just like Samuel, in Jesus' name. Well, I don't know, maybe time will permit. I want to hear from other people too. I want somebody who will share, you know, experience of how God has been, you know, maybe how God, you know, you hear something from God and you took it, and I want two people, so that we tell people that it's possible. Remember, I've just told you mine, how I want to go home, and the Holy Spirit will just tell me to go back, and I'll go. So I want somebody to share his or her experience with hearing from God. Anybody? If nobody, I'm going to call somebody. Praise the Lord. It's still possible. We are still serving the same God.
It's just something that happened on Friday. We were looking for a document at home. And my husband has searched the whole house. My daughter too searched. And by the time I came back, you know, already stressed from, I think, maybe work or so, they told me they couldn't find the document. And I was a bit troubled. And I was just like, okay, just hold on. Let me finish what I'm doing. But as I was doing those things, I was just praying to God. And that's what I usually do, you know, even tiny things. So I was just like, God, I need this document, and I don't want anything to stress me. So I just started praying, and I kept on doing other things, just praying, going down the house with the intention of just going to where they went before to get it out, you know. So I continued praying and doing other things. So when I was ready, I just went to the same place that I'd been searching. I just went, you don't have the time. So I just sat, and I started singing. I'm like, just direct me to the place. In fact, I was so touched, I was almost crying by the time I got it.
Praise
but I just
Lord.
Got to the place, I sat down, I started singing. I saw the different envelopes I was supposed to go through. I'm like, I can't go through all this. Then I saw a newspaper at the bottom of a shelf. That was the only thing I touched there. At the bottom of the shelf, just a newspaper. And I don't know why, I just raised the newspaper, and I brought the thing out. So by the time I brought it out, I was shaking.
Oh.
I was almost in tears. I'm like, is this possible?
You know, it's possible.
And, I mean, I was so embarrassed. Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, overwhelmed with joy.
I was overwhelmed
with his faithfulness.
You know, my husband wasn't at home. I went to my daughter. I shared it. I'm like, this is just too much. So God really speaks. Then I think I'll share one other one.
Okay.
It happened many years ago while I was serving. A friend, I mean, one of the coppers, he had to travel. I served in the East, Aba. He wanted to travel to Ibadan. So, you know, we were like, okay, have a good, safe journey. We pray everything will be okay and everything. And he's just so nice, you know. He's not someone I'm too close I can hug or say, okay, well, why should I even shake someone that wants to travel, you know? So I was like, so it was about going. He said, bye. I said, bye. But the Spirit of God was like, call him and shake him. You know, just make sure you have a physical contact with him. You know, I found it strange. I'm like, which one is physical contact? I've said bye-bye. I've prayed for the person. You know, I was just like, please let him go, Jerry. Within me. So the guy left. Then I didn't have peace again. I was so troubled. I'm like, what is this? What is the big deal? You know? I was so troubled. So I was troubled. I was afraid. Within like, he had already left, you know. Like 10 minutes after, he just came back. He said he just remembered something. I just ran to him. I shook his hand and hugged him because I knew God, I believe strongly, God wanted me to do that for a reason. Because he was going for a long journey, you know. So I believe God just wanted me, God wanted to pass something through me.
Yeah.
You know. If I'd not done it, I believe so strongly that something will have happened to the person. So we hear from God. We do hear from God specifically for all things, I believe. So we should just learn to obey, even when they sound odd.
Hard.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. That's why I want people to share from the church that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the same God who spoke to Moses, Joshua, is still speaking. If we are ready to listen, he's still speaking. I want a man now to share his experience. A man. Just share how God has spoken to you. Amen. Dr. Akiyemi, please give him the mic, please. Yeah.
I'll share this with you. I think it was sometimes last year. I was driving through Amherst Road. It's not a very busy road, and on my left, there's a shopping complex. As I was approaching the shopping complex, God said, a car is coming out of that road. It's a T-junction. I'm on the major road and then leading to a shopping complex. So that a car is coming out of that shopping complex and the car will not stop. So it doesn't make any sense to me. And I have a few seconds and it came again. A car is coming out of that road and the car will not stop. So just before I got to the road, I realized that the car will not stop. That means I should stop. I was on the major road.
Yeah.
So the moment I slammed on my brake, I was just getting to the tip of the beginning of Garrow Junction from the shopping complex. Mm. The car just flew past from the shopping complex. Maybe he was drunk. I don't know. I stopped and the guy just went through and continued on Amherst Road. I was there. I was on the spot for a few seconds. And I didn't even know what to do because I had it somewhere around here. I should have stopped, but I didn't know what it meant.
Mm.
I didn't know what to do with the information until I was about hitting the road, and it was just a narrow escape from a crash.
Praise the Lord. He serves us faithful, and he still speak. Praise the Lord. So that's why I want somebody to share, you know, so that we can hear from other person that it's not only Moses. He's still speaking. So what we need to do is just to ask God that, Lord, as you speak, give me the grace so that I'll be able to obey. Please, can Brother Abraham, please, can you give the mic to the pastor? I think he would like to say something about Numbers 12:6 before I close. Well, I don't think I dealt with it the way he wanted me, so I just...
No, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I mean, just two things. First, just imagine if you were Samuel. Your first assignment from God was to go and tell your God that his house was going to be destroyed. No, I just put myself in the position of the poor boy. You know, the first assignment was to go... I mean, I'm talking about obedience to the word of... You know, to the voice of God. The first assignment, go and tell the prophet from whom you were learning that God is rejecting his household and they are going to destroy all the males and what a message, what an errand. And true to Samuel's promise that he had God and was going to do what God told him, he went ahead and told him everything. So, what am I saying? Sometimes God may not be speaking concerning just you.
Hmm.
He may be sending you to someone. Thank God, I mean, what God asked our sister to do was pleasant enough. You can imagine if he asked you to do something more, you know, something more, something more illogical. So, God is not just speaking to us for speaking to us sake. He's speaking to us so that he can send us to do something about it. So, it's very, very crucial that obedience goes with hearing from God. The other one that I want to, the comment on Numbers 12 is the level of intimacy. That's what I want to bring out. God already said that to his other prophet he speaks. In fact, he showed them in visions and in dreams. In other words, the level, God does not speak to everybody at the same level. No. It's possible people will say, oh, we are all children of God. We are all saved. We are not. No. God does not deal with us at the same level. God made a distinction between Moses and Aaron and Miriam. And he said to them, he said, look, you the prophets, I show you visions. I show you dreams. He said, but as for my servant Moses, I speak to him mouth to mouth. God kisses Moses. Mouth to mouth. I speak to him. He sees my figure. And no wonder Moses actually saw. So that the level of intimacy. And what is the main determinant as to how much or how intimate God will be with us? You remember in those days, so those of us who did chemistry, when you have an equation, they say the rate limiting factor. You know, if you do biochemistry, when they talk about the role of enzymes in doing something, and they say this is the rate limiting this thing in that particular, in the progression of that particular reaction, we are the rate limiting factor. When we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. When we make ourselves available to him, God will make himself available to us. Unfortunately, what is happening these days is that Christians don't, you see, we don't even want to hear from God anymore. We don't want to hear. We don't make it a part of our lives. And you don't hear many children of God say anymore that God spoke to me. God did this for me. God sent me to this person. God did this. No. Sometimes we just think it's good and we do it. It's not everything that looks good on the surface that necessarily means that God wants you to do it at that time. If you will care to ask him. If you will care to ask him to know his mind. Remember, in the last Sunday, in the last house fellowship, when David came back from Ziklag, what happened? His wife, the wife of all his followers and everyone, have been spoiled. They've carried them away. They carried away their goods. Please, do you have to ask God to know how to, before you know, to go and get your wife back and your children? No, I mean, it's just a natural thing you want to do, right? But David did something. He took time. He prayed. He asked God. He said, Lord, do I pursue?
Will I overtake?
Will I recover? And God said, pursue. You will overtake and you will recover. And as God spoke it, so he found it. So when God speaks to you, you will find it so. You see, it does not matter. I mean, I'm sure this will come out later. You need to have a reference point in your life. For example, if you don't ask God to, you know, before you embark on something, when trouble starts to come, can you go back to God? But if you ask God, if trouble starts to come, do you know you can go back to God and say, God, but you asked me to go. Many times I've had to do it, particularly when you do this work, when things have become tough, and I will go back to God and say, but God, you asked me. Some decision I want to take, my wife will not agree with me and tell me, no, you see, it's not. And I say, but this is what God told me. If God has told me, who are you to tell me not to do it? If anyone stands in the way of God, is in trouble, I say, please, and she will quickly keep quiet. Because I'm sure God has told, and I don't say it because I want to make her keep quiet. Oh, I will not use it that way. Not to take advantage of somebody and say, God said when he has not spoken. I will only say God said when he has spoken to me. And I'm telling you, when God is the one who has spoken to you, he will bring it to pass. So we must seek his face in everything, no matter how little, no matter how nice that thing may appear. Let God speak to you, and he will change your world.
Praise the Lord. I think we just stand up and we thank God for what we have had. We are going to ask for more grace, that God will enable us so that when he speaks, and we are going to ask that God will help us so that we'll be able to ask him things. Father, we bless you, Lord. We appreciate you. Thank you for what we have had this morning. Father, we bless your holy name. Lord, enable us, O Lord. Father, give us more grace, O Lord, to be able to come into your presence, O Lord, to ask great and mighty things, because you said that when we ask, that you will reveal to us. Help us, Lord. Have mercy unto us, O Lord. Father, we ask for more grace when you speak, O Lord, that we have the courage, the boldness, O Lord, to do as you have said. Sheep without a shepherd. Father, we still ask, O Lord, shepherd us, O Lord. Enable us, O Lord. Shepherd us, O Lord. We don't want to go astray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Almighty Father, we thank you for what we have heard this morning. Father, we receive the grace to obey what you have said this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we receive the power to do that you will ask us to do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed.